This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military announced it's moving closer to an all-out invasion of Gaza 3 weeks after Hamas militants launched a bloody incursion in southern Israel that left more than 1,400 dead.
Knocked out internet and communications in the Gaza Strip, largely cutting off its 2.3 million people from contact with each other and the outside world. Explosions from continuous airstrikes lit up the sky over Gaza City for hours after nightfall Friday. Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says Hamas places civilians in danger by operating in public facilities, including hospitals.
Hamas terrorists operate inside and under Shifa Hospital and other hospitals in Gaza with network of terror tunnels.
And Hamas spokesperson called the claim lies and a precursor for attacks on hospitals. According to the territory's health ministry, the Palestinian death toll in Gaza has soared past 7,300, more than 60% of them minors and women. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. and China stopped just short of announcing a meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping in November in San Francisco.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang said China is willing to cooperate with the United States to manage differences.
China and the United States need to have dialogue. Not only should we resume dialogue, the dialogue should be in-depth and comprehensive.
Nike Chin, VOA News, Washington.
Families in Niger say they are struggling after economic sanctions imposed in response to the military coup 3 months ago. Landlocked Niger is one of the world's poorest countries, and neighboring West African nations have closed their borders altogether. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Donald Trump is set to testify November 6th at his New York civil fraud trial. This follows his three eldest children to the witness stand in a case that threatens to disrupt their family's real estate empire. It was already expected that the former president and sons Donald Jr. and Eric would testify. Timing became clear Friday after the judge ruled that daughter Ivanka Trump also must appear, rejecting her bid to avoid testifying. COVID-19 treatments will not be free for much longer in the U.S., AP correspondent Shelley Adler explains why.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is setting the price for a five-day treatment of Paxlovid at just under $1,400. But Americans can still access the pills at no cost for now. And the less commonly used COVID-19 treatment, Lagevrio, will hit the market next week. The federal government says millions of free taxpayer-funded courses of the pills will remain at pharmacies and at doctors' offices. People on private insurance may start to notice co-pays for the treatments once their pharmacy or doctor's office runs out of the government supply. People on Medicaid, Medicare, and those who don't have medical insurance will not pay any out-of-pocket costs for the treatment through the end of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
26 over-the-counter eye drops can now cause vision or loss or blindness altogether. VOA's Scott Walterman says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a warning to consumers to not purchase or use them.
The eye drops are marketed by CVS Health, Rite Aid, Cardinal Health, and Target's Up and Up brand, and Velocity Pharma. The FDA said in a statement CVS, Rite Aid, and Target are removing the products from the shelves and their websites, but it also said products branded as Leader, Rugby, and Velocity may still be available to purchase in stores and online. It advised against buying them. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The new leader of one of the chambers of Congress that will certify the winner of next year's presidential election helped spearhead the attempt to overturn the last one, raising alarms that Republicans could try to subvert the will of the voters if they remain in power despite safeguards enacted after 2021 and the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Mike Johnson, the Louisiana governor, who was elected Speaker of the House of Representatives on Wednesday after a three-week standoff among Republicans, took the lead in filing a brief in a lawsuit that sought to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 presidential election win. I'm Tommy McNeil,